rice.
So
I hope you understand that this is my intro, because that is how I'm entering the 2022.
Period.
I was actually going to say Miss Na period. Ah, we are so missing. That's how we are also entering the 2022.
Period.
So guys, don't come and stress me. If you want to play reggae, play. Let me play my blues. I feel like you will after the reggae, play the blues. But guys, I hope everyone is fine. We are entering a new year soon. We have about 2 days to enter a new year. And today, since we are entering a new year, I mean, it makes sense that I'll introduce a new guest plus the old guest. Before last week, there was one audio I didn't add to the stuff, and the person said that to them Christmas was what did he say, the end of the beginning, or the beginning of the end? No, the beginning of the end, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is the beginning of the end of a much better. Please forgive our guest and all the noise he's bringing. All that feedback you're hearing is from Ramzi Noah. Hey, Rama.
Hello.
Hi. This is the energy. Guys, that's it, Rama. I call her Ramzi, and I like to add a Noah, because what's Ramzi without a Noah?
Of course.
But yeah.
Period.
Miss Na just keeps saying period in the most tired voice. Miss Na, are you tired?
I can't feel it. She's tired.
Yeah. Miss Na, are you tired?
Oh, I'm good.
Hey.
It's drag queen voice you brought today. Yeah, I'm safe.
I'm looking for husband, so, you know.
New level.
Nanda, you're looking for husband. Is it drag queen voice you bring? Bring girly, sexy voice in.
No. I know what the boys want.
But I like it this way. So cute.
Aww. Look at the Rama.
Okay, I know what the girls do want.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, you want to be in the middle so that anybody can.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. So as I was saying, before Rami was making all the necessary noises, so I had to put hair straight. Yeah, we are entering a new year, but I don't talk about that new year we are about to enter, because tomorrow will take care of itself. I mean, I also don't want to dwell in the past, but why don't we take like a walk down memory lane, see our highs, our lows, how 2021 went, if it was good, if it was bad, if it was a mixture, if you learned, if you didn't learn. And then next year, we'll talk about what we'll do next year. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, some memories are worth discussing anyway. Okay, so I'll ask my guests, since I cannot make a decision. I don't know whether I should start with good memories, bad memories, or I feel like I want to start to end on a good note.
Mm-hmm.
So, if we see how I am. I said I'm come to ask them more. I've started asking and made a decision, but it's my shoe, so don't do with it. So yeah, guys, I feel like we should start with like how the bad aspects of our 2021. Did it start on a good note? If it's I want to know, okay, Rami, how did your 2021 start? Like from January, how was it for you?
It was fun. Trust me. It even started from December 2020. So when I was entering 2021, I was so positive, and I saw a lot of things happening. I wanted a job, so after service, you know, we're all praying for a job. Mm-hmm. And then January, I was very positive. I was praying to God. I was hoping to God for a job. And then I really chilled. The December day, I really chilled. So mm-hmm. I still had the Christmas vibe, the New Year vibe. And I was like, yeah, it's my year. And then I think I had gotten into a new relationship, so I was all in love and that kind of thing.
So,
that vibe was there. I was very energetic. Yes, in January. Okay. And Ms. then March. I...
Okay, or we should just go through everybody's year one by one. What do you guys think?
That also works. No, I don't like talking a lot at the time.
Okay, so that's how Irame's year started. She was energetic, she was full of life. She saw the year as God. This is my year. We'll see how I ended. I'm going to stay like that on cloud 9, cloud 25, Tracy. I'll keep going in the clouds every month.
New on, level top of cry. The
on top cry. On top cry. Miss, now how did yours start?
To be honest, my year didn't well.
Oh.
I didn't have a good start to my year. I ended 2021 with there was a really bad argument between me and a friend. And apart from, you argue with a friend and you feel some type of way, but I left that whole interaction feeling less than. And then after that, there was death upon death upon death that I experienced. So 2021 didn't start out great for me, not even going to lie.
Okay, so what I would say is, guys, you see how life is. One person started 2021 so happy, so positive, everything looked rosy. It looked like this is it. I'm always saying I want to live my best life, and this is it. It doesn't get any better than this. That's how someone's year started. Another person's year started can I get any lower than this? Does it stop? Does it get better? So I always say something, run your own race. Don't look at anybody's race to say that I wish this were me or whatever. Just be in your lane. Take it. They said what? I'm trying to remember. You guys, nice. I like singing. I want to remember my song. I think it's everybody's 15 minutes in a different time zone. I wanted to sing it, but the rhythm is not coming. I'm sorry. do you know the song I'm talking about?
No. Awesome.
Everybody, that song that 15 minutes in a different time zone.
Yeah.
One of you should sing it for me. It's no not me, Joy.
Oh, wow.
No,
I'm not coming back to the podcast. Because I get is disrespect.
Please, yeah, sorry, we don't mean to.
Yeah, sorry.
Guys,
I'm leaving now.
In my defense, Joy, I miss you.
In my defense, the last podcast said she's not going to sing. So I just think that she wasn't going to sing.
I'm leaving now, guys.
Oh, please, we beg.
We beg. Joy.
2022, begging. I beg you. Okay,
Miss Ma.
Miss Ma.
I'm going to the choir, sing it first.
Hey. My voice is not good today, I beg.
No, what are you doing? You can last week I sang.
Ish.
Hey, Rami, do this and let's go. Rami, just that part. Everybody sees it. Guys, let me move on. As I was saying, every country is in a different time zone. And it doesn't even change the fact that every country is doing their own thing. Some countries are way behind in time. Like when you're in Ghana, you feel like you are getting morning early and they are getting morning late. But still, they are flourishing more than you. What's your problem? Okay. My 2021, in fact, almost every time my year starts well, because my birthday is in the beginning of the year. And I'm a birthday person, so I'm always excited, feeling happy, feeling like, oh my god, another year, new me, new age, new everything. I grew up and left all of them at the baby age, my year. It will get to a point I wish my belly was at the back. But right now, I'm enjoying. But yes, my year actually started very well. I gave to an orphanage. For my birthday. But I think Miss Now was there. That's what I did. Mm-hmm. I had fun too. Not as much as Rami, but for my birthday, I did something little. And for me, I was like Rami. I felt like, oh my god, because I entered 2021 not happy, actually. It was sort of mixed feelings. I was going through something. I had a good, but I don't want anything to overshadow my birthday. So for that day, I'll relegate everything to the background, because what is life? And so, like, I was sort of having mixed feelings. But you know how, like, when you enter, like, when your year is ending on a bad note and you are entering and you are like, nah, I'm going to end with like some positive energy that everything is going to be fantastic by all standards this year. Yeah. I'm not going to allow this kind of thing to pull me down again. Yeah, that's how I entered. And so I felt like my birthday was like a new chapter. That positive energy was going to display everything. So it was like, it was like mixed feelings on my birthday, but you know, the positivity would always, for me personally, always the positivity sort of cuts the edge. Okay. So now let's move on to, so Rami, as your year started on like a very high note, how was the middle? Were you still on that high note, or your notes started dropping, or it kept going higher? What was the tea?
So the middle was getting like A. I don't know how to describe it, but I was a bit shocked because the positive energy I had, I wasn't seeing results. Like, what's happening? Yes. But somewhere in June, yes. You know, one of the things I was praying for was a job. And then I got it in the middle. But I said I had like a lot of hitches here and there that I needed to. Yeah, I felt like I was still far behind with a lot of things.
Yeah. Yes.
So that was how the middle was.
Okay, then, you know, sorry, Rami, not to cut you short, but you know how she just said she felt like she was behind a lot of things? That's how a lot of us see things. It's like your friends are flourishing, and it's like, hey, why am I not? Why is it like I'm stagnant? I'm here to tell you that you are not stagnant. Like,
amen.
I've already, I just running your own race, and if they are going, let them go. The race is not for the swiftest, neither is it for the smartest. Maybe it is, but I mean, you get what I'm saying. It's just for, I feel like the race is for whoever is focused. That's if you know where you are going to and where you want to be, just be focused and don't be lazy. Like, you know, take the steps. It can be frustrating when you feel like you're working towards something and it's not happening. Mm-hmm. But actually, the focus, so when you fall down, just, you can stay on the floor for like 5 minutes, cry a bit, but get up, dust yourself up, and move on. Mm-hmm. Okay, Rami.
That was it, and then August came, and then on the 25th of August 2021, I lost my dad.
Wow.
Sad.
All my guys want to give you their condolences.
Yeah.
But wow, like, I cannot even imagine entering the year like on such a high note, and then this, like, something you never even want to wish for your worst enemy.
It was terrible. So I was going about my work, like, go to work early in the morning, I come home. Okay. I didn't really have time chatting with him in the middle of the year because I was mostly normal. I was going to work. So one Monday, I think on the Monday, that was on 23rd, yes. 23rd, I went to work. I came home very late that day because we had some meetings. So I had to come home very late. And then he was the one who even opened the gate for me to come into his house. And then I just said good evening to him. I went to take a shower because I was exhausted. And then he realized that I was so tired that I didn't even look at him. So I just came to take my shower and then slept off. So I slept off for about 45 minutes when my mom rushed to my room that my dad is not well. And I was a bit confused. I said, what's happening? Because daddy was okay. He was the one who opened the gate for me. So how come he's not well? He said, your dad is not well. So when I followed my mom out of the room, he was already seated unconsciously on the floor. So we had to carry him into the car. And then that was the beginning of my predicament this year. I cried at the hospital. I prayed. It was crazy. But I don't know. I had so much faith when we were going. Because looking at his state, when we were going, I don't know where I got the courage from. And then later on, on the Tuesday, I was crying the whole time. I was just crying. I cried even before his death, because looking at the way that things were happening, I just knew that this year wasn't going to end so well for me. Yes, so
that is so, like, heartbreaking. It's just how unpredictable life can be.
Be very, very unpredictable. Trust me.
Yeah, in the words of Eleanor Roosevelt, she says, "What is like a life that is unpredictable? That a life that is predictable is not a life worth living."
Yes.
Like if I could wake up and know that in the afternoon, I'll eat banku, I'll get a runny stomach, I'll piss my leg. Like that is not a life worth living.
Yes.
What makes life life is the fact that every day we wake up, we don't know what's going to happen, so we get to live it. And Rami, like for me, what I'm hearing is like, if I want to put it in like a general perspective, what I'll say is like, every time you wake up every morning, know that no condition is permanent. Know that you can be here today, tomorrow you are not here. Not even in terms of death. You can be the richest person, you can be the poorest person. You can have the whole world, but I know that it could be gone like in a second.
Mm-hmm.
It's just life we are living. And like I said, how I said that we are all sort of running our individual races. It's just like that when you think that like you are in retrospective, everybody has left you. You are just in the background. It looks like you are stagnant. Know that well, it will look like you are stagnant today. We don't know tomorrow. We don't even know the next second. So don't feel stagnant. You don't even know the next second for that person that you wish you were. So guys, like, I hope you are learning something from Rami's story, because I am learning a lot. Rami, do you want to continue?
Yeah, so I lost him on Wednesday morning. In fact, when the news was, when the news came out, I fainted. I fainted. I didn't even know where, how it happened, before I realized my cousin was on me, like trying to wake me up. So I woke up and then I found my mom too on the floor wailing, like a lot of people had come. It wasn't easy, and I felt like, what is happening? And the fact that even people, like things will happen to you, and then people who don't even deserve to talk about your, like, coming to your family issue are coming in, and a whole lot. So everything has just been crazy this year. Like everything has just been crazy. And I even felt at a point, I even felt that my enemies have gotten, my family enemies. Like you feel that pain. It's not only about the person leaving, but the fact that you know that there are people who don't want you well. And then they finally hear that your dad or somebody dear to you has passed on. You know how like Ghanaians are. And then the family, my dad's family, they came, they really stressed us, trust me. They really stressed us. They said they want.
Why do people do that? Oh my
yes.
God.
Yes. So I think we should really talk about this thing. This family's trying to stress. Yes.
Next year we'll definitely talk about it.
Yes. So I one time I even asked, like during the process, the funeral preparations, I asked someone that, is it possible that the direct family, that's the nuclear family, should have a full say over where the corpse should be buried, like maybe if your mother or father dies or the sibling dies.
The nuclear
family should have a say on where, because it was very annoying that someone in the family who is irrelevant, that has come to spend, like the same person who is dead has taken care of you for so many, then you come, you a child, then you just come and say something anyway. And I realized that you will not know your enemies till something bad happens to you.
Like,
yes, it was my father's death that exposed a lot of people who were just smiling with us. Especially his family. They were, in fact, almost all of them didn't like my mother. They were just pretending all these years. And they really tried to bring him down. They wanted to spoil the funeral. It was very serious. But at the end, God intervened, because we were praying. We didn't give up on God. Even though we were heartbroken, we still trusted in God, because the person in question really taught us to trust God. So we knew that his death
was God's will.
Yeah, it was God's will. And then he died to gain. I mean, That's what I wanted to say. He died today because we saw how he served God, how he loved God. And this man wouldn't go a day without evangelizing to anyone. People will come and work, just work in this house, and then he evangelized them. Like, he really loved God. He had so much passion as an old man. And he always tells us that salvation is very necessary. So, based on that, though I'm not God to judge or know where he is now, I believe that he's with the Lord. So those were the only things that encouraged me. Yeah. Anytime I cry, or anytime I remember the pain that the family took us through, we still had faith, and then we pray to God that he will intervene for us. And then indeed everything went well. We had a successful burial for him. And we're still trusting God that God should continue to fight our battles for us, because it looks like sometimes these things happen to us for us to know God's strength. Mm-hmm. I mean, the strength God has given to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I also remember the scripture. Anytime it says, is this somewhere in Proverbs 16? No, it's not Proverbs, but it has to be. Yes, Hebrews 12 verse 11 says, for the moment all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but rather if it yields peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. So as Christians, we should expect trials. And I knew that God was this was a test for us, because we have, yes, I know that my family is mostly prayerful. Every day devotion, are doing this. We're very
Then this one, yeah, you're a miss now.
Yes. So I knew that this was a test for us. Yes.
Yeah.
And then something funny happened. My mom's sister, she's been hating on my mom for a very long time. We overheard some kokonsabi that she was saying that every day our family are doing parties, weddings, and so it's time for us to do funeral. I mean, how can you say?
Wow.
So that was when I
wow,
knew that
Miss Ma, wow,
yeah,
like
the heart of man is wicked, and very like Bible says that the heart of man is desperately wicked. Like, you wouldn't know your own blood sister. You don't know it. You come and make merry with us.
Listen, what do they call this? Is savage, right? That's what they say.
Very, very savage. And it's so
funny. It's just evil.
Very evil. And she said that every day we are doing parties, weddings. It's time for us to do Christ more. Every day we are always making merry. Why? That's yes. So it's time for us.
That's like borderline.
So these things is an eye opener for everybody. When things like this happen, we get to understand life better. We tend to be careful of people more. Though we all know that human beings cannot be trusted, but these things, God wants us to see that he's the only one we can trust, and he's the only one we can rely on him. I mean, we can rely on. Yes.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's what I got from
you've been
everything.
Through.
Yes, that's what I've been through.
If okay, I say actually, yeah, if you say you see everything, I can imagine. I can imagine, Charlie. Miss Na, how I hope you're started getting better, honestly.
To be honest, external things were for the most part not great. Mm-hmm. I just at a point decided that, well, even if it's not great, I can't be like negative forever, so I decided to be a bit more positive about things. But it wasn't everything that was bad.
Mm-hmm.
I did get a job.
Wow.
That one I did get a job, and you know, there were other things that I was trying to do that didn't. Like, my plans literally fell into water.
Aww.
But I told myself that, well, you know, life is already hard without you adding to the circus of everyone trying to get to you. So even if something's not going your way, like, try not to let that be your whole, like, MO. So that's what I would say got me through, because for the most part, I was... Mm-hmm. Things weren't great.
Yeah.
things weren't so great, but yeah.
So for me, it's like, how do I put it? It's just like positive vibes and inshallah. Like, I need this to be happening right now, and it's not happening. And sometimes I'm down about it, but I'm like, Charlie, God, the idea. Mm-hmm. When, I don't know how many of you are Christians listening to this, but when I'm very down and I sort of listen to the word of God, or I pray, yes, or I read a verse, I get so much strength and vim, like, Charlie, mm-hmm, Charlie, all this is just some whatever. I want everybody to understand that, like, what Miss some of her plans fell through, but I want her to understand that delay doesn't mean denial.
Yes.
It doesn't mean it won't happen. It just means that this is not the time. So it's like, for me, all I tell myself is, only I have decided personally that only God has authority over my life.
Yes.
Therefore, exactly, when anything happens to me, positive or negative,
it is
God, period.
Yes.
I feel like the word, I think it's somewhere in
Proverbs 16:9. Yeah,
I don't know what Rami is talking about. Rami, what verse are you? Say what you want to say.
Proverbs 16:9 says, "A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps."
Okay,
yes, so
that's powerful. But I was also going to talk about, I think it's Joshua 9:1. I'm not too sure, one now something, but it talks about all things are working together for the good of those who love.
Yes,
and so for me, like, looking at what's going on with Rami, like she said, it's a test or something. Like, it's working together for her good. One day she'll sit back and realize that, oh, it wasn't a pleasant thing to not have my dad around at this point in time, but it was for the best, blah, blah, blah. And I also believe that everybody has, like, an agenda on earth.
Yes.
And so when you fulfill the purpose, two things either God will call you because you are done with what he sent you to do, or he'll call you because you are not doing what he sent you to do and you are not willing to do it, so shall you? Then just come back. You are not willing to do the way, come back.
So true.
Yeah, everybody's here to fulfill a purpose. That's why, like, if you are living life without a purpose, it's quite sad, because you don't know what to do every day. You are waking up with inshallah vibes. That's not, like, I mean, it's not. As I was saying, it's like, you cannot just be living life with, like, every day when you wake up, Charlie, what is going to happen? Like, you don't have any purpose, guys. You'll not be happy. Like, that's how come when people finish, like, uni and stuff, and they don't have jobs and stuff and all that. It's like, that's how come when you have plans and it doesn't go well, you're not happy, because it's like, oh, I'm supposed to, this is the, you are so convinced in your spirit that God wants you to go this way, and it's not happening for you that way. Or if you don't even believe in God, you feel like that is what you are meant to be doing in life or something, and that's not what is happening. That's why it bothers you so much, because every human being must have a purpose. You must wake up looking forward to do something with your life. You want to achieve something with yourself. So I really believe that, like, when such things happen, it's very difficult, and we are only human, and you cry and you be sad sometimes and whatever, but you just gotta, you know, get up, dust yourself and say, you know what, I am not going to kill myself like Miss Nad did, and move on, because where there's life, there's hope. Once you are here and you are still breathing and seeing and whatever, have hope. Because I've said it so many times today already, anything can happen within a split second.
Mm-hmm.
On that note,
hey,
yeah, like, I mean, I saw a post of Rami where she was saying that, Rami, do you remember you posted that last year by this time, like, things were so different?
Yes,
last year by this time, she was chilling.
I was this really year, chilling.
This year, she has to be home with mommy, console her, because it's not easy. It's really, guys, it's really not. Okay, so I'm thinking about talking about high moments in the year, like when you sit down, when you sit down and look back, what is, like, one of the highest points of the year, like highlights of the year, like climax, a positive one? You have any?
Be honest, I do, but it's not something I like to talk about because reactions. I don't like people's reactions to it, so I don't talk about it much. But I did have some high moments, and I'm grateful for them.
I don't want to like delve into what it is and whatever. But why do you think people are reacting the way they are to whatever your high moments are?
Oh, because people are pretty closed-minded, and if they don't understand something, they just
jump into conclusions.
Close their eyes to it or act like anyone else who, you know, likes it is some type of way. And there are the ones that people will insult you and make you feel some type of way, but then they're the ones that people can't.
Okay, I think we've lost her. Hopefully she comes back. Okay. Rami, do you want to share your high moments if you had some?
Yeah. Like I said earlier, it was just the beginning, January, and then me having a job and then finding someone.
This love, Ichoko.
Ichoko.
No, Ichoko. And your wedding bells, next year, they are ready.
You guys are already designing invitations for me. I'm not even.
Hey, it's nice, yo. Snatch, come and listen, no. Rami,
oh, she's back. I think she's back. Oh.
No, I can't hear her.
Okay. So, yeah. That was it. And then me having the job, like, at least we wanted something for a little. We wanted to be earning money, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. For me, my height, I'm a very private person. It's very funny I have a podcast because I don't know, I don't like social media, I don't like it, but I love being here. But yeah, I love being here and being able to talk to all of you guys and trying to, when people send me messages like, today's one was so funny, or today I learned so much and all that, it's sort of, Miss, are you with us?
I'm with you.
Oh, I like the way she came. I'm with you.
She's a drag queen. That's why people are not happy for her, because Ghanaians don't understand drag
queen. No, but it's not even that. So you see, if it's things like drag, like LGBTQ, I'll initially just be quiet about it. But like right now, I'm like, you know, I'll talk back, but it's not even that, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm sorry if I cut him because I kind of disappeared. So yeah. I don't know what's going on, but I just want to finish what I was saying.
Actually, waiting for you. Yeah, please finish for you. Now we're just
thank you. Yeah. So basically, it's like, you know, people don't try to understand what it is you like or what it is you're talking about, but they've already put in their mind that this is some way, and then they just. Like,
right. You know,
how many people get shit, like girls, when you say you watch K-dramas, then people be like, watch that thing.
The thing. Ah. I don't even understand exactly. Them. Like, everybody has what he or she likes, so exactly. You can't come and tell me what.
Exactly.
Today like, someone posted something. Said, I bought my own car. You come and tell me that the color is not nice. I don't like this color. I mean.
Are you mad?
Yes, right. It's mine. I mean, everybody has.
I think about just 2 days ago, I had this argument with someone, and the argument was, Miss Na, I've chosen my way of life, Rami. I've decided that how I want to live. I don't want to do X, Y, Z. And you and the rest of the world have chosen a different way of life. And I'm sitting my son when you come and ask me, oh, do you do ABC? And I'm like, oh, I don't subscribe to ABC. Hey, yeah, Samuel, do people do that? And me, when you tell me your way of life, although I don't subscribe to it, I just take it in good faith. Like, oh, okay, that's interesting. We all have like what tickles our fancy, period.
Yeah.
Why do you want to try to change my mind or look down on what I feel?
Exactly. God.
Guys, if you're a man's, I'm not be doing that. If someone gives you what they like or tells you how they want to live their life, just if you don't have anything nice to say or you don't agree with the person, just say, okay, you can actually even have like a constructive conversation. With you. This is, but don't try to change the person's mind. Just put your views forward as well and move on. You don't feed the person. If you feed the person, so what? The person is not an individual.
Exactly. Right. You don't lose anything by being nice. If someone tells you they like something, it doesn't mean they're saying you should like it too. You can literally just say, "Oh, okay, that's cool." And
that's cool. Yeah.
You can even ask, to understand. Oh, how is it like to like this? How do you, what happened? How did you start liking something? But don't just debunk the person and say no, you are
right.
Exactly.
I won't even lie. When I was younger, like maybe 18, 19, I would say I used to be like that. Like if we were doing something I thought was wrong or I didn't understand or I didn't see eye to eye, I'll be like, nah, guys, that's just wrong. I'm at a point, that's why I keep saying that as a human being, you're supposed to be evolving. If you're not evolving,
you're supposed to grow.
You are just, so I'm like, so as I keep growing, I keep interacting with more people. I keep learning things and stuff. Then I'm understanding that, we are all not the same. People like different things. The way I like this, someone else can like that. The way I don't like this, someone else, you know, all that. As I say, one man's meat is another man's poison.
What is it?
It's the way I'm singing it. Cantata.
Hey,
But guys, please, let's be guided in 2022. If you are listening I come and have a conversation with you and you say something like that, I'm just going to go mad.
Exactly. Pour out your heart.
Period. Miss Na, forget them. Ride your high tides. It's yours and yours alone. Rami, are you telling me that because of like what happened in August and all, you are feeling a bit slow in entering 2022?
No, I'm still positive. I'm still positive. You know, one thing is when something happens, you just take the positive out of the negative. You don't let it weigh you down. Yes. As a Christian, you should always be positive. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because Bible has even said that our present suffering cannot be compared to the future glory. So you should know that, things are the same way you had good days, definitely bad days will come. Yes, and then the good days will come again. So you should always await the good days and then pray that the bad days do not ruin your entire happiness or the joy that, you have built. Yes. So that's it. God doesn't promise a perfect life or like a life full of, once you're on this earth, bad days you have, there are some days you feel very bad, so low, and but sing for me
that the journey
will be easy.
Your grace and mercy,
you are really in the choir.
let me tell you guys something. One mood I'm entering into is that, like, if I like doing something and everyone else tells me I'm bad at it, but I like doing it, I'm still going to do it.
Do it, sister. Now, yeah. I don't mind. Though. I just do what I feel like doing.
At first, I wouldn't sing. In fact, people have heard me say I'll never sing on this podcast. But see, we never made a promise.
Oh my God.
Own your life. Like, own it. Forget everybody else. Or you'll be happy, Charlie.
Yes.
You'll be happy.
Everything depends on you. Yes. And then one thing I didn't mention, like, people will come and tell you it is well. But if you personally, you've not told yourself that it is well, no matter the number of people that come to you and tell you it is well, God will do it. And all those nice messages and how do you call it? Yes, it won't do anything to you. If you are, you need to speak to yourself. You need to tell yourself that, I'm getting up from where I am. This is not where I belong. And then you just get up from it, So
everybody sees me and thinks I don't have issues. I don't know if people feel like that too. But it's because, Ms. Nasina, you feel like I don't have issues.
I feel like everyone has issues.
Everyone
you
does,
don't, You don't exactly share everything with me, so I may not know everything that's going on, but I would never think that you don't have like things going on.
I say we don't have issues. Of course, we all feel like, we all know that everybody is having, like, everybody has one or two things, but you know, like, you feel like this person doesn't have, like,
Like nothing bothers her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, or, not like nothing bothers her, but like maybe they have issues, so, but it's not as serious as the one I have. Or as
You know what? Mm-hmm. I wrote something about that the last time that. Mm-hmm. That is something that people do that is so annoying for me.
Very annoying.
I don't care if you think my problem is this small. To me, it's colossal.
And exactly.
In that moment. And it doesn't matter. Even if it's just to me that it's a problem, it's mm-hmm. still a problem to me.
Yes.
And it's still a problem. So who are you to say that your problem is bigger than mine?
Exactly.
So you know how I was talking about, I don't know whether... It's because I was small, so the Christmas presents, the Christmas decorations look so big, and now I've grown into them.
Yeah,
it's like if you give a small child some size of food, it looks so much. But you, they give it to you, be like, ah, what is this chubby food you've given to me? I feel like it's like that too. But where I was even coming from is that, like, sometimes I feel like I'm the most positive person I know. Then I hear other people, and I'm happy that other people can be as positive as me too. Because being positive is actually not easy. Yeah. It's not, I will not lie that, oh, it's yeah. easy that, like, oh, for me, honestly, I feel like I've done it over time. So now it's sort of like natural, like, okay. But I don't think when in the beginning times, it's so easy for people to, everybody in their mojo. For me, it's something I have sort of, mm-hmm. I don't know how, I think that's how I was brought up, something. But for some people, it's something they have to learn. They have to mm-hmm. learn to become positive. And yeah. it's not easy when you have to go through that process.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we have a mutual friend whose name I don't want to mention, but maybe if I say this, know who it is. The person's mom also died this year. Mm-hmm. But that person is so positive, living her best life. And I know for a fact that it is not every day that she finds it easy. Mm-hmm. When she remembers her mom and all that, she's the oldest, this, that, it's not easy for her, right? But she also knows that she cannot go through life sad, so she's so full of life still. She's always happy. Sometimes she confides in me and I can say, I'm like, wow, if you didn't tell me this, in my head, you are fine, everything has ended, you are okay now. Once in a while you think about it, but it's never that deep. So that's where yeah. I was coming from when I was asking those questions. So it's not like I don't think that she will not go through anything or whatever, but I feel like, oh, for the most part of it, it's okay.
Yeah.
Do you get it? But that yeah. might not really be the case. You know, I saw some, was it Rihanna? Maybe Miss Now will know when I see the story. They were asking the person that did this, where whatever, whatever. And she was like, why cry?
Pretend.
Yeah, but she'll pretend till she's mm-hmm. actually okay. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's not even like you. It's just the right thing to do for your personal self, for your mental health as well.
Yes, exactly.
Because if you, like Rami was saying, if you allow the negativity to overshadow you, it won't be fireworks for you. And we cannot have that. As a menzyme, please just be fireworks. People can start from it's not easy, guys. Mm. So yeah. I just want everyone to know that no matter what this year brought to you, whether it was good vibes, bad vibes, mixed vibes, it's very funny how I had mixed vibes. Someone else had extremely bad vibes and someone had extremely good vibes. That is life. Everybody's not the same. We are all not at the same place at the same time. Once in a while, we'll get into sync where we are all happy at the same time. But for the most part of it, somebody will be somewhere in life. You also be somewhere else and it's fine.
Yes.
You are all allowed to feel your feelings. I don't... And Miss Nan, you know that thing that, like, let's say maybe... when someone loses someone, you are close to the person, but you are in a happy place at that time, everybody mm-hmm. expects you to also become sad.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely feel for my friend. I would want to console my friend and stuff, but at that point in time, I'm also at a different place in my life.
And
I'm
like, exactly,
it doesn't mean I don't care for my friend. Guys, let's normalize people being themselves.
I wanted to say something. You know, yes, though when I was bearing, people were having weddings and all of mm-hmm. that, attending. Yes, and then someone will come and tell me, oh, my sister too is getting married, or my friend is getting married or something. And I wasn't like, oh, why? I didn't feel that way. I felt like it's my own, like, worry. Yes, it's my own. Yeah. Yes,
or anything, Rami. I'm sure, of course, if these people are truly your friends, they feel for you too.
Yes, but exactly. At
that time, that is where they are.
Yes, so I don't expect them to come and be crying and be wearing black with me. No, 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 no. But yes, I understand that it's my cross to carry. Yes, something like that. Though they support me and all, but it's my cross to carry. Yes.
One thing we must all understand is the most important thing is having supportive people who actually intend for your good.
Yes.
Not pretenders. If I can cry behind you,
yes,
I'm happy that you are in that predicament. That is not life we all want. I see people that be real to you, no matter how difficult it is. So that means people, when they are showing you love, you know that this is genuine love.
Yeah. Like I had this girl from my SHS class. I know, when someone doesn't like you, you know it deep down. You know when someone is pretending. So she sent me a message. I wasn't expecting anything from her though. And in life, you shouldn't expect anything from you should
to have less from human beings because you all are so harassing and disappointing.
Yeah, so I mean, she was pretending like she was sharing my pain, but I knew that, definitely. She's not, she doesn't really care, I mean, whether I'm happy or not. So it was a big surprise.
I also say don't assume. You never know.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, death is a thing. And no matter, for a lot of people, no matter the feelings you have towards someone, maybe that can change. I always say that I put in my mind that no one has malice towards me. It could be a childish way of thinking, but I always put it in my mind like that. So I'll take whatever you give me that it's from a good heart.
It's from your heart.
Yeah. So if it turns out later that it's not, okay, that's fine. That's you. That's fine. Who you are. That's a reflection of who you are.
Yeah.
And so I'll still continue. Yeah.
Yeah. What I would say about what Ms. Nas said is I will not take it like nobody has malice against me. I'll take it as whatever you are telling me, I'll believe you. Sort of like if you are giving me some, I see you and your body language is, your face is saying something, your body language is saying otherwise.
Exactly.
It makes me feel like you are someone I'll not think that you are out to get me, no, but I'll feel like you are definitely someone I want to be careful around.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, but exactly. But I don't also think that like when someone comes to share in your grief or your happiness or something, for that I'll not want to think like the opposite. Listen, do you get where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
And so for me, I want to talk about like surprising moments in 2021.
Ooh, I'm excited.
It came to me as like one of the biggest surprises because it was so out of the guys. My toli has come to start. And Miss Nine Nine share one toli. Not adding Miss Nine Nine to one box. As if you are one person. But okay. Miss Nine Nine went for a friend's mom's funeral with some other people. And Rami also knows the story. They're all gossips.
Why is this story coming out right now?
Because that was like the most surprising moment.
Surprising. I think it shouldn't come out.
You have to leave it in the draft.
I'm just in my house, so I thought you put
that. I'm still talking. I said you should leave it in the draft.
The man's saying that yes, I will.
Guys, your hosts are not listening. Your hosts are not listening to me. She said, "Fuck you." I'm
not listening to advice.
Guys, okay. Long and short, I'm just minding my business. Then someone is on their social ranting with no names. Someone tries to reach out to them, and they're ranting because of nothing, basically. And I was so shocked. I was like, Miss Na, does that happen? Okay, Miss Nasa, she shut up. Since she has said she's the cool.
Why am I laughing so hard? It's so funny.
Because you now you're a victim. You are you and me are not
asking. My Lord.
I hate it when we are talking in quotes because my men's aunts don't like that. They don't like the quotes, please. Anyways. Guys, so I mean live, laugh. It was live, laugh. Love.
We left that one in 2014, 2011. Safe.
Okay, so right now,
so which one?
Do what you want.
Do what you want. Yeah, exactly.
I feel like when you are doing what you want, you should be living, you should be laughing, and you should be loving.
I said we've left that mantra. We've left that. It's now an old woman.
Everyone should.
Don't mind you. As I said, do what you want. So if it's live, laugh, laugh, that's good to do.
As you know, I'm not listening to you anyway.
She has to do what you want.
So yes, guys, live, laugh, like, hey, laugh, laugh.
Live, laugh, live. Laugh.
Okay.
Yes, live, laugh, laugh.
You don't know your mantra. Live, laugh, laugh.
I'm just trying to say, as I do, make sure, because now somebody can say what I want is to please other people whilst I'm unhappy. Please don't want that. Make sure that you can do what you want. Make sure that you are laughing, you are living,
yes,
and you are having, like, surround yourself. I've been telling you since the beginning of the year, surround yourself with only positive energy. Negative energy would actually make you also become a negative person. Some people are actually better and all that. So
toxic.
So please guard your energy. Guard your energy with everything you have, because that is all you have. Okay, guys?
Yeah.
Does anyone else have, like, a surprising year thing? Okay, I don't think so. Yeah, you guys. Miss Na has the same surprise as same as
that one shock. It has lasted me the whole year.
It actually did last the whole year. But yeah, wait.
Mm-hmm. But I had a little win. I'm sure I've mentioned it once or twice, but like I kind of battle with like anxiety and stuff. So sometimes I start things and then I never finish. I set out to get my license in 2017, and to most people it's not a big deal, you just do it and then you do it and then you have it. But it was just this year that I finally got my license, and I'm so proud of myself for deciding that anxiety wasn't going to keep me from doing what I had to do.
Mister, you have to give me shout outs because I was giving you vim.
Pardon?
You have to give me shout outs because I was giving you vim.
Yes. Do it now. Obviously, my biggest like hyper.
Yeah, guys.
She gives me a lot of this one that year. Do it.
The Menzam vibe. Menzam.
Yes. Period. Rami, you are on the same page as us.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. It's so sad we have to end, because I feel like I could have done this podcast for like the whole day. So you guys are just listening, because there's always a lot to say. I'm such a shock. And I would like to actually give a shout out to a new friend who actually made me sort of want to do my podcast more, because at first I thought I was doing my podcast because I like talking, but the person actually said something. The person doesn't really know me. It was just like a business something I was going to transact with the person. The person said something that actually made me realize that that was why I was doing my podcast. People already know why I'm doing my podcast
today,
to make me laugh and all that, but like for the, like, if I think about whether it's a talent or something, you know, all those things. So yeah, shout out to Mark. I can't mention his full name because I don't know if I'll mention it right or not, so I'll just say Mark. Hey, Miss Nas has one came to Ghana. Okay, guys, we close now.
Wait, who?
Max.
Yes, true. That was my surprise. My best friend came back to Ghana after 6 years. So, yeah, it was nice seeing him.
Yes, guys. Good, I know Miss Nas in and out. Period. Okay. what was I going to say? Okay, we're going to do an outro, right? And I gave a shout out to someone called Mark.
Yeah.
Max, but the shout out is for Mark. Let's get it straight, guys. Okay,
thank you, Mark.
And because if you didn't, you've missed big time. I hope 2022 brings you love. I thank you guys so much. We started this journey in June, and I've you guys have been amazing. I don't think I've been that amazing, but you keep telling me I've been that amazing.
Oh, and you have.
We love it.
You really
Rami
have.
Always, thank you, Rami. She's always sharing for everybody that ever shared, for everybody that ever told someone about it, for everybody that listened and smiled, for everybody that listened and learned, for everybody that listened and thought about something. I'm so grateful to all of you. I hope next year you give me more referrals. I hope next year I'm bringing you better content back to back to back.
Oh, yeah.
Next year, I don't go on unwarranted breaks. I love you all.
Bigger ass.
Yeah, bigger ass.
Amen. Period. Amen.
Next, something big is coming out of this podcast.
Period.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I'm working on it, guys.
Whether they like it or not, something big is coming.
Period, though. That's on God. Guys. Period. We have to end here, unfortunately, but this is just like one big thank you podcast to all of you. Actually, Miss Na, we started the first podcast together and we are ending this one together.
Aww.
But in run,
by the way, if you've been listening, I want money.
I need to come to say something.
Because you want money.
I want money, so send
okay. We all don't know where we'll blow. Maybe someone will actually give me some money. As but if you give me some money, you have to meet some. I don't normally do this,
yes.
But
the host will get we all share.
Yeah, we all share the three of us because it's not easy. It's not, this is not a begging platform. Don't have a begging
in life. Just do what you want. This is making people laugh. And then to make me live, and then I'll love the person. All three have been covered, please.
You are on point for that.
Period.
Okay, guys, as we all know, Miss Now will never let us in. Every time I come to you, oh, guys, but when we're in the middle of the podcast and you are doing the body, you should be quiet. So,
I wanted a Rama to speak.
Okay, because next year, we hear more of Ramzi Noah. She'd her dance skills and all those things. She likes it.
Hey, yes, Irama's my favorite dancer.
If this girl is dancing, guys, you never want to stop watching him.
Guys, you believe like that?
I believe. So yes, ooh, guys.
Resurrect the Twitter page just to post the video of you dancing. If you don't,
exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. Next year, hopefully, I'll start the Twitter again so that I can give you guys like proper content as well. Like maybe do visual content. I know what I want to do is Twitter, Instagram, because I feel like I don't know which one is. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm so grateful to all of you. God bless you all. May 2022 just bring you all positive vibes, everything you've ever dreamed, wished, or prayed for. I mean, love you all, many times. Bye, guys.
Bye, Mama Maisie.
I was coming to say we're from the mama, but.